Hello, I'm Annie Musu, Certified EFT Tapping Master Practitioner. I help women set empowered boundaries and enjoy healthy relationships. Welcome to my podcast, Hush Your Mind. On this show, I offer practical wisdom to help you speak your truth and come home to yourself so that you can gracefully create a life you love. Hi there. Welcome to episode number 81 of my podcast, Hush Your Mind, Empowered Boundaries for Soulful Relationships. For a long time, sugar felt like comfort to me. A small pause in the day. Something sweet that asked nothing in return. Growing up, it was one of the few places where pleasure felt uncomplicated, especially when emotional needs weren't met or didn't feel welcome. In my work with people pleasers, I see this pattern again and again. Food becomes a steady companion when anxiety rises, when emotions feel too big, or when there's finally a moment alone after holding everything together for everyone else. Emotional eating often isn't about hunger at all. It's about finding relief, safety, or permission, sometimes in the only way that once felt available. Here's why emotional eating can start early for people pleasers. Many people pleasers learned very young to stay attuned to others. They sensed moods, anticipated reactions, and adapted themselves to keep the peace. In homes where emotional needs were overlooked, minimized, or felt like too much, this attunement became a form of safety. For some, food filled a quiet gap. A sweet taste offered comfort when emotional connection wasn't reliably available. For others, eating helped soften anxiety or contain feelings that didn't feel safe to express outwardly. Food didn't demand explanations. It didn't risk rejection. It offered relief without asking anything in return. Over time, the nervous system learns something important. Relief can happen here. A brief settling. A pause. Even if only temporarily. This is how emotional eating often develops. Through adaptation. Through a system doing its best to cope with overwhelm, unmet needs, or too much responsibility too early in life. What began as a way to cope in childhood often continues into adult life. Emotional eating adapts as we do, fitting itself around full schedules and long days that leave little room to pause. Food becomes something we reach for in the in-between moments when the body finally has permission to soften after holding everything together. Over time, our body starts to speak. Energy feels harder to access. The mind feels less clear. There's a heaviness that lingers longer than it used to. Alongside these physical signals, an inner dialogue often appears. Regret after eating, self-criticism, promises to be more disciplined next time. For many people pleasers, this is where shame enters the picture. Since it's hard to stop this unhelpful habit, we might start believing that there's something wrong with us. There's also a biological layer to emotional eating. When we feel stressed, alarmed, or emotionally overwhelmed, the body releases cortisol, a hormone linked to survival responses. Cortisol increases cravings for foods high in sugar, fat, or salt, an ancient signal meant to help us conserve energy in times of danger. Even though most of us are no longer facing physical threats, the nervous system still responds as if we are. For people pleasers who spend long periods in emotional vigilance, this stress response can be activated more often, making the pull toward food feel urgent and difficult to resist. Emotional eating is often described as a way of coping with difficult emotions rather than physical hunger, a pattern widely recognized in medical and psychological contexts as well. When emotions rise again, stress, loneliness, anxiety, overwhelm, the same pull often returns. And when it does, it's rarely about food alone. Often a younger part is involved, a part that once relied on eating for comfort, relief, or pleasure when support wasn't reliably available. That part may still be waiting to be met with care and reassurance rather than judgment. I explore this pattern more deeply in episode number 9, titled How to Recover from Addictions with EFT Tapping. Healing begins when we learn how to stay present with discomfort instead of immediately escaping it. This doesn't mean forcing ourselves to endure more than we can handle. It means discovering, gradually, that sensations and emotions can move through the body without overwhelming it. As this capacity grows, the urgency around emotional eating often softens. Space opens up, enough to listen, enough to respond, enough to choose differently. So, what are some gentle ways to work with emotional eating? There isn't a single right way to work with emotional eating. What helps most is shifting from control to curiosity and from judgment to listening. The practices that I mention here are meant to support that shift gently, without turning food into another place where you feel pressure to get it right. So the first way is relearning fullness and body signals. One important place to begin is noticing how early messages around food shaped your relationship with fullness. Many of us were taught to finish our plate, often with loving intentions behind it. Over time, this can teach us to override signals of satiety and rely on external rules instead of our body's cues. Simply noticing when you feel comfortably full and allowing yourself to stop without justification can be a powerful step toward rebuilding trust with your body. Another supportive practice is to start paying attention to how your body feels after you eat, without turning those observations into rules. You might notice that certain foods leave you feeling more energized and clear, while others create heaviness or mental fog. The goal isn't to label foods as good or bad, but to reconnect with physical signals that may have been ignored for years. You can also experiment with slowing down moments of emotional eating rather than trying to eliminate them. One meditative exercise is to choose a single piece of food, a candy, a chip, a cookie, and place it in front of you. Pause. Notice what arises as you wait. Observe its texture and color. Smell it. When you eat it, notice the sensations as they unfold. Slowing the process brings awareness back into the experience and often changes how much is needed to feel satisfied. Another way to work with emotional eating is supporting younger parts with compassion. For many people pleasers, emotional eating is also relational at its core. A younger part may still be reaching for food to soothe anxiety, find comfort, or feel cared for. Offering reassurance to that part can be surprisingly regulating. You might place a hand on your body and silently acknowledge, "I see you. I know you're trying to help." This kind of inner support can soften the urgency around eating and reduce the sense of inner conflict. And finally, using EFT to soothe emotional roots. This is where EFT tapping can offer deeper support. EFT helps soothe the nervous system while emotions are present, making it easier to stay with sensations instead of immediately escaping them. Over time, this builds a sense of internal safety. The brain learns that it's possible to ride the wave of emotion and respond with care rather than urgency. For many people, emotional eating begins to shift not because they try harder, but because the underlying emotional need is finally being met. If you're curious to experience this for yourself, I offer a free EFT session/interview where we explore emotional patterns with gentleness and at your own pace. Learn more at hushyourmind.com/interview. You can also receive my free EFT meditation for people pleasers designed to support safety, self-attunement, and emotional regulation. Sign up at hushyourmind.com/newsletter. The links are also in the show notes. If supportive phrases resonate, you can use them while tapping or on their own. For example, "I'm learning to listen to my body with kindness." "I'm allowed to stop when I feel satisfied." "I can be present with my feelings, one moment at a time." "I'm rebuilding trust with my body." "Intuitive eating is a journey." In conclusion, emotional eating doesn't mean something is wrong with you. Often, it points to a part of you that learned to cope the best way it knew how at a time when support, comfort, or safety felt limited. Healing this pattern rarely comes from force or self-correction. It unfolds through patience, presence, and a willingness to listen to what the body and emotions have been asking for all along. As trust is rebuilt, slowly and imperfectly, the relationship with food often begins to soften on its own. If emotional eating is part of your story, you don't need to rush the process. Nothing inside of you is broken. There's simply a part of you waiting to be met with care. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of Hush Your Mind. I'm currently offering free EFT tapping sessions in exchange for a short interview. Book your free session at hushyourmind.com/interview. Also, join my newsletter and get a free EFT meditation for people pleasing. The links are in the show notes. May you have the courage to love and accept yourself. Be well and take care.